ABC Radio Australia.
After a marathon meeting, the Pacific Islands Forum has a new Secretary General. Former Cook Islands Prime Minister Henry Puna will be taking on the top job. Henry Puna won in the end with 9 votes over the Micronesian candidate Gerald Zakios with 8 votes, meaning Micronesia has missed out on having their man in that top spot. As Palau's former president threatened to leave the Pacific Islands Forum, citing a so-called gentleman's agreement, saying it was Micronesia's turn, what does this mean for the future of Micronesia in PIF? Well, joining me to potentially answer that question and talk about what exactly unfolded yesterday is the President of the Federated States of Micronesia, David Pamuelo. Good morning, President Pamuelo, and thank you so much for joining me this morning on Pacific Beat.
Good morning.
Now, firstly, you were in the room where it happened. What is your initial reaction to what happened last night?
Well, you were right. It was quite a marathon. I think the meeting started 9 a.m. and we closed out around midnight. So that was quite a marathon. You know, the closed election result for the position of the Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum is a demonstration that we have not embraced the Pacific Way. What we have seen is a failure of the Pacific Way, in my opinion. Some countries which privately would discuss at length the existence and mechanics of the gentleman's agreement would later tell the forum at large that it doesn't exist. Whether the gentleman agreement is written or unwritten, it is very telling that some countries will tell you one thing to your face and another thing to a larger audience.
So it sounds you go ahead.
No, that said, I think what matters is what we do now and what we do next. I spoke with President of Nauru, our Micronesian President's chairman. We will be meeting soon to discuss our next steps. And you will remember that in our October, the Micronesian President's Summit wrote in a joint communique that the Micronesian presidents have been committed to our candidate since September 2019. That the solidarity and strength of the Pacific Islands Forum is strengthened by the gentleman's agreement, that the issue is one of respect and unity, which is, we said at the time, is non-negotiable for the Micronesian presidents. We said that we see no benefit to remaining in the Pacific Islands Forum if that gentleman agreement is not abided by and rotated by the 3 sub-regions.
Now, what would it mean? What would it have meant if Micronesia did have that position, if Gerald Zakios was chosen as the Secretary General?
Well, you know, the argument we have is that the Pacific Islands Forum must be inclusive and give a chance for the sub-regions to take the leadership going forward to unite the Pacific Island countries. I think this has been the way it was selected in the past or in some of the past selections of the Secretary General post. And so Gerald is a very qualified individual. It'll be based on merit and also based on the Pacific Way to rotate and go by that gentleman agreement. You know, some gentleman agreement, whether unwritten or written, is similar to the unwritten rules of the Pacific Islands Forum, where Fiji as a host is supposed to not field the candidate because they get the benefit of the Pacific Islands Forum presence in Suva, Fiji. And similarly here in the FSM, as you know, we host WCPFC, the Tuna Commission. And I think that's one of the unwritten rules that the FSM, understood that we will not field a candidate for the executive director of the Tuna Commission. It's just a courtesy that we go by. So, I think that's a fair way to make sure that Pacific remains united. Mm. You remember the Pacific Islands Forum used to be the South Pacific Forum, and the name was changed to become inclusive and include the all the sub-regions. The PIF must be inclusive. If Sakius was the Secretary General, we would see a genuinely inclusive Pacific. What we have seen is a South Pacific that looks down on the North Pacific, and we find it that is deeply unfortunate.
Now, do you think the outcome would have potentially been different if leaders like yourself could have met in any capacity before this Zoom meeting? Obviously, because of COVID, it made it quite difficult. But do you think it would have been easier or better to back Ambassador Zakios as the SecGen?
Well, you know, that was discussed during the meeting. These are, extraordinary times. And nobody knows when the next face-to-face meeting was going to be held, whether it's going to be 6 months or 1 year down the road. And so, you know, sometimes we just have to be innovative. And I believe that Pacific Way can be accomplished through, through virtual meeting like we did, because that's what we have been doing. A lot of things have changed in terms of how we do business, where ambassadors used to come and be in person to present their letters of credence. We're doing that now virtually. So I think meeting in person, while that is good, it's no excuse to keep those principles of solidarity among Pacific nations, because whether we meet in person or do it virtually, I think the principles remains the same the way I would see it.
You're listening to the President of the Federated States of Micronesia, David Panuelo, and we're talking about the outcome of the Pacific Island Leaders Forum special retreat meeting that happened yesterday. President, do you think that there is a question about transparency, especially if there was this gentleman's agreement, which you do talk about? Was it not well understood, or do you think, you know, there was a lack of transparency there?
You know, some of the members of the Pacific Islands Forum are very senior. They know very well that in past elections, the consideration of the gentleman's agreement was there and it was used. I think forefathers who designed and established the Pacific Islands Forum foresaw that, you know, in the future there will be many competitions for the Secretary General post. And I think rotating between the sub-regions would be a way of showing that unity and the principles of respect and trust among Pacific Island members. So I I do see it that the action that they can last night with the plea of the Micronesian sub-region to get a chance to lead the Pacific Islands Forum. And not achieving that, I believe that that's a really huge fracture in the unity and spirit of cooperation among the members of the FAST Pacific region that we have.
Now, the vote, that final vote was done in secret. Do you think there was an issue of transparency there? And, you know, not only for you in the room, but also for the punters and people outside watching what's going on and, you know, waiting for that vote and that result. Do you think the fact that it was in secret impacted that result?
That's hard to say. But, you know, we're going through this procedure as one of the first procedures, because, you know, in as much as we can, we try to achieve consensus. So last night, I made a motion to ask the foreign minister, the Honorable Foreign Minister Marisa Bain, to be the independent trusted leader, because we trust Australia. Australia is a dear friend of the FSM. And so we trust the results. We just don't like them the way it turned out, because it didn't give into consideration the rotation that we had anticipated using the gentleman's agreement.
Now, you know, of course, you did say that the Micronesian leaders will be meeting soon. But I think the question on everyone's mind and on everyone's lips is, what is the future of Micronesia and PIF? How do you see this going forward?
You know, the Micronesian sub-region, we talked about amplifying the MPS, the Micronesian President's Summit, And that would be a topic of discussion among the presidents of the Micronesian sub-region when we do meet. And that will be very soon to discuss the next steps that we will take from this day going forward.
However, you know, in the lead up to this special leaders retreat, you know, we had former Palauan president say that he will pull Palau out of PIF if Zakios was not put into this position. Will you be leaving PIF? Is that something that, you know, you are planning on doing? Is that something that other Micronesian subgroup leaders have told you?
To answer your question succinctly, that's the position of every member of the Micronesian sub-region or the Micronesian President Summit members. And so that would be the topic of our discussion to exactly be united in our in our decision that we don't see, you know, if there's no trust and recognition of the rotation between the sub-regions of the Pacific, then there's really no reason to remain in the Pacific Islands Forum.
Now, if Micronesian, you know, subgroup does pull away from PIF, what would this potentially mean then for the people in on the ground, the people who live in Micronesia? By pulling out, will that have much impact on the work that you do?
Well, you know, I will tell you, in the early days when Federated States of Micronesia was trying to be inclusive and joined the Pacific Island countries, we opened our embassy way back in the late 1980s so that we can join the Pacific Island countries out of Fiji. And I think what you've seen over the years is that there's a decentralization of some of the organizations. FSM or Phone Bay will be hosting the multi-country office of the UN. And so you can see that some of those offices are based in Phnom Penh to serve the North Pacific. There's an SPC sub-office here, UN Agency's office, World Bank, ADB. And so I think the North Pacific has got a lot of the reach right now to look at Micronesian President Summit organization as one that we can look to and strengthen our unity in the North Pacific. But in terms of overall, way that our people will be affected, I don't see much of that being the case. We do our relations bilaterally, multilaterally. We're a member of the United Nations, and we're a member of most of the crop agencies. So our membership in the Pacific Islands Forum is not, it doesn't impact our relationship or our membership in the Foreign Fisheries Agency, the SPC, and the rest of the organizations. And it's unfortunate that, you know, this unity, through the vote was not demonstrated in the way that we hoped it will, you know, in solidifying the Pacific Island countries.
You're listening to the President of the Federated States of Micronesia, David Pumwelo, and we're talking about the recent Pacific Island Special Leaders Meeting. Of course, the priority was the vote for the new Secretary General, but were leaders like yourself able to have a discussion about the other issues in the region like COVID-19?
We did, and we all did extensively, sharing experiences of the, you know, respective countries. The FSM is one of the countries that have been fortunate to keep the COVID-19 out for over a year. And just early January, we had our first porter case. But since then, it's been determined by our medical professionals that it is an historical case and non-infectious. Multiple tests determined that, and we reported that to the WHO. So just a couple of weeks ago, WHO again declared FSM as COVID-19 free again. And so we're currently in a lockdown situation in the FSM because, you know, our health capacity cannot handle taking care of COVID-19 breakout. And so that's why we're taking a very tough stance. Fortunately, we've received close to 20,000 doses of vaccine from the US CDC because of our connection with the United States. And our Our aim and my goal is to reach a herd immunity of at least 70% of the 18 years and above, so that that can serve as a foundation by which to begin safely repatriating our citizens from overseas.
Now, talking about that 70% population vaccination, when do you plan to reach that percentage?
Well, you know, the Pacific Island countries or the members of the BIF, the only FSM, Marshall Islands and Palau, I believe, were the ones who've already started receiving doses of the Moderna vaccine. And we're fortunate in that respect. And so we're receiving weekly shipments coming in from the CDC. And our aim is as soon as possible. The FSM is given more than, has given more than 6,000 so far to frontline workers. And that's going to expand to senior citizens and folks with vulnerable conditions, illnesses. But so far, we've received about 20,000 doses in total. And next week, we're informed by CDC that we're getting about another 10,000. So you can see that the vaccination rate to reach the level of herd immunity that we want to achieve is going very fast, because the shipments from the U.S. are arriving every 2 weeks or sooner, depending on the shipment. So we're getting vaccines from the U.S. At the same rate of speed that the U.S. States and territories are receiving. And that's the fortunate part of our treaty with the U.S., the Compact of Free Association, which treats the FSM as though it's one of their states. And that's the alliance that we have with the U.S. And I'm very thankful with the U.S. government for this and touring partnership.